With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The upcoming memorial honoring the late conservative activist Charlie Kirk in Arizona will have Super Bowl-level security, according to officials involved with the organizing. Speaking with the Salem Radio Network, former California Republican Congressman John Campbell explains the historical impact of Kirk's death.
For Generation X, this will be the first of those moments. For Generation Millennial, it is the second, because they were old enough to remember 9/11. For some of us, it's the fourth of these sorts of major events. But it is a major event, and I think, ironically or not ironically, it is a turning point.
And the memorial for Kirk, who was killed while speaking at a college event in Utah last week, will be held at State Farm Stadium in Glendale. That's where the NFL's Arizona Cardinals normally play their games. Former press secretary for President Trump, Sean Spicer, told the Salem Radio Network that freedom of speech should be protected for all Americans.
I mean, there's a difference. Like, I am a huge, huge free speech activist. And what I mean by that is that if you actually believe in the First Amendment, you have to be willing to defend that which you abhor. And I am. But I also think, as the Supreme Court has held, when you yell fire in a crowded theater, that's where it crosses the line.
President Trump's son, Eric, says, given all the assaults and lawfare against his father, it's not surprising that the left would target a family friend and fellow conservative warrior like Charlie Kirk.
And they wanted to take a guy like Charlie Kirk out because he was incredibly effective. He had an incredible mouthpiece. He literally transcended an entire generation, changed the indoctrination that they were facing on college campuses.
Eric Trump spoke with the Salem Radio Network this week about his new book. It's entitled Under Siege, My Family's Fight to Save Our Nation. This is SRN News. A new map about where faith is declining.
If you wanted to put the findings in their simplest form, you could say that religion is waning in the world's richest nations. A study by the Pew Research Center indicates that the most profound declines in faith can be seen in places such as France, Germany, Switzerland, the United Kingdom, Belgium, and Sweden. By contrast, religion is a lot stronger in countries that aren't so rich, including much of Africa and South America. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Rhode Island judge has temporarily stopped the Trump administration from changing the criteria for using tens of millions of dollars in funding to aid homeless people. One of the rules the administration wants to institute is that shelters must not let males that have access to women's restrooms and changing rooms if those shelters want to receive federal funding. The administration also wants to require that homeless facilities do not hide illegal immigrants. This is SRN News. President Trump has signed a proclamation to require a new annual fee of $100,000 for H-1B visa applicants.
H-1B visas are intended to bring skilled foreigners for jobs that tech companies say they struggle to fill with U.S. citizens. Critics argue the program allows companies to pay lower wages and fill entry-level jobs. As a result, many U.S. companies find it cheaper to contract out help desks, programming, and other basic tasks to consulting companies who then hire foreign workers. Historically, these visas have been distributed through a lottery system, with California having the highest number of H-1B workers. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A Florida federal judge has tossed out a $15 billion defamation lawsuit filed by President Trump against the New York Times. The judge ruling in the case that it was too full of tedious and burdensome language. More on these stories at srnnews.com.